Morning Watch, Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church, Week 7, The Pattern of the Apostle Paul. Wednesday, Related Verses, 1 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 3. For you yourselves know, brothers, our entrance toward you, that it has not been in vain. But having suffered previously, and having been outrageously treated, even as you know in Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much struggle. For our exhortation is not out of deception, nor out of uncleanness, nor in guile. 1 Thessalonians 1, 5 and 6. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, even as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:12. So then, death operates in us, but life in you. Acts 20:19 and 35. Serving the Lord as a slave, with all humility and tears and trials which came upon me by the plots of the Jews. 35. In all things I have shown you by example that toiling in this way we ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Related reading. Paul gives a strong testimony of his living among the Thessalonians. He reminds them of the apostles' coming and of their manner of life among them. Why did Paul emphasize this? He emphasized it because he was presenting a pattern of a proper living to young saints. I hope that all the elders and leading ones will see from Paul's example that we must be a pattern to the saints. In every local church, there must be some patterns, some models, for others to follow. To give the new believers and young ones a lot of teaching is not the proper way to care for them. The proper way to foster them is to show them a pattern. By showing them a pattern, you water them, supply them, nourish them, and cherish them. This is fostering. If you find that your experience is somewhat lacking, point the new believers to different people in the Bible. For example, to one such as Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and David in the Old Testament, and Peter, John, Paul, and Timothy in the New Testament. We can present the lives of Bible characters in such a way as to foster the growth of the young ones. Caring for children is 90% a matter of feeding and 10% a matter of teaching. This also should be our practice in caring for new believers in the church. Feeding involves the presenting of patterns, either from the Bible or from church history. By reading the biographies of saints throughout the ages, we nourish ourselves and experience a kind of fostering. The point here is that the best way to feed others and foster them is to give them a proper pattern. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, Paul was not preaching himself. Rather, he was feeding his spiritual children with his own living of Christ. This means that Paul's way of living was used to feed his spiritual children. This was the reason he emphasized his coming to the Thessalonians, his preaching, his way of handling the Word of God, and his manner of living. The Apostle stresses repeatedly the Apostle's entrance toward the believers. This shows that their manner of life played a great role in infusing the gospel into the new converts. It was not only what the apostles said, but also what they were. The apostles' entrance was not in vain. They were a pattern of how to believe in the Lord and follow him. Because many came to believe in the Lord Jesus through the apostles, a church was raised up in less than a month. In the preaching of the gospel, the apostles experienced God. They enjoyed him as their boldness in the struggle for the gospel. They were bold not in themselves, but in God. Suffering and persecution could not defeat them because they were in the organic union with the triune God. According to verse 2, they spoke the gospel of God in much struggle. This indicates that while they were preaching, they were fighting, because persecution was still going on. Hence, they were struggling and speaking the gospel to the Thessalonians in the boldness of God. In verse 3, deception refers to the goal, uncleanness to the motive, and guile to the means. All three are of and by the subtle and deceiving devil. The word exhortation includes speaking, preaching, teaching, instructing, and entreating. The apostles were not greedy, and they had no intention of making a gain of anyone. Their coming to the Thessalonians with the gospel was altogether honest and faithful.